Missouri Congressmember Dick Gephardt is leading the questioning over people coming into Iowa to campaign for Howard Dean. Gephardt's backers contend that Dean has a plan to have some of his supporters stay in the state and take part in the Iowa caucuses. Caucus rules say you have to be an Iowa resident to join in the balloting. Gephardt campaign manager Steve Murphy says his people are going to be watching closely.
We're not going to go crazy about this, but when we're suspicious, we are going to question the eligibility of any individual that we know to be a Dean staff member or somebody we know to be a Dean volunteer that was bused into the state or for any other candidate for that matter.
Dean's Wisconsin campaign spokesperson is Mike Spahn. He says about 100 Wisconsin Dean supporters have been going into Iowa over the last few weekends to knock on doors, staff phone banks, and hand out literature. Spahn says the Wisconsin people are not going to crash the caucuses.
Our volunteers go down there knowing that they're going down for just a couple days, usually over a weekend, and they're there to talk to potential caucus goers. And in no way are they going to actually be participating in the caucus process on the 19th.
Polls indicate Dean and Gephardt are locked in a tight battle in Iowa. Gephardt is still predicting victory there, but there's some chance the Missouri representative would drop out of the Democratic primary if he doesn't win in his neighboring state. But Gephardt this week did add a Wisconsin field director in preparation for the state's February 17 primary election. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.